This USFL Picks Week 8 edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Edge Boost. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today.
Hey, this is Bill Romanowski. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking that money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Colby better have put his phone in airplane mode.
Nope. He did not. It was vibrating during the beginning of the show. Joining us here, AKA Rum Dundee, AKA Pick Dundee, Colby Dan, AKA the artist formerly known as the Database. What's up, Colby?
I went dark. Turned it off completely.
Oh wow! Okay, yeah. Nice.
What do you mean?
It's locked in.
Is that when you accidentally leave it in airplane mode and get mad at me after the fact?
No, that does happen a lot, but I'm still somewhat light then because when I go around internet, it connects. I'm completely dark and it feels great. Feels great.
All right, well, put airplane mode on over there. It's gonna fuck up the soundboard. Make me feel like
what do you mean? If it's completely dark,
not only is the phone hanging
it's
off
completely
the edge,
dark.
Oh wow,
it's completely dark. He turned off his phone.
Well, I mean, by turn it off, he put it in airplane mode.
I turned off the internet too.
My wife was having an issue with her phone, and I go, "Have you tried restarting your phone?" She's like, "Yeah, I did," and I'm like, "You turned off the phone and turned it back on," and then she's like looking at it, and she's, "How do you turn off the phone?" Like, how have you had this phone that long and you've never had to turn it off?
That's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive. Well, that
I don't really turn my phone off that often, but every once in a while, it's good to turn the old phone off.
Do you sleep at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I turn my phone off more than I do the USFL.
I don't turn my phone off.
I'm just saying. It's funny. We expect the machines just work through the night. This is why they get mad at us and destroy us at the end of the story.
See, this is Ryan. Ryan watched some podcasts.
I didn't watch anything. Listen
to some podcasts about AI. All of a sudden, he's really worried that AI is going to take over.
How do you really feel about Skynet?
Sean, would you say an accurate statement? We started traveling a decent amount for this company. SGPN starting in the year, maybe 2021.
Yes.
Accurate statement. Okay. Did I not begin to inform you at that time that you should be unplugging the Alexas in your hotel room?
You act like there's a difference between Alexa and AI running us over.
I'm just saying, if we treat the machines like slaves, they might be upset at some point.
I did see an article about how the AI deserves a bill of rights and like what we can do to AI and what we can't.
Don't you remember that movie with Will Smith? They had the rules. They had to abide by the rules. Got to have rules. Need a framework.
Which Will Smith movie? He did a lot of these.
Stop it. iRobot.
We're live here on YouTube. Make sure you smash that subscribe button Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, 8:30 Pacific, 11:30 East.
Fairly impressive to go backwards through the days.
I was gonna say Thursday to Sunday, and I realized I had that backwards. Sunday to Thursday, guaranteed live shows, 8:30 Pacific. I see the chat is firing up. Showboats showed the fuck out. Agreed. That was a pretty good game. Easy in the YouTube chat.
Should have lost that game.
Against the gamblers.
Yeah,
that was my only loser pick of the week. Showboats had that. What was it, like a 64-yard touchdown pass to win?
It was like a 10-yard pass that was just terrible tackling, and Derek Dillon takes it 75 yards.
That's spring football. I mean, do we? I don't really like to tout. I don't like to brag. But another 3-1 week where I hit my lock, hit my dog. Three 3-1 weeks back to back to back where I hit my locks, hit my dogs. My dogs are up 11.45 units, 18-10 against the spread.
You know what this is? This is revenge. This is when he went to the beach with Blob. He's been pretty fire ever since then.
Oh, and maybe I'll turn the corner on Blob because the stars.
See how red his face is getting right now?
Yeah. The stars continue continue to dominate and win games.
That's what my youngest daughter looks like when we bring up her quote boyfriend.
And I'm embarrassed about Blob.
Yeah, what's been going on, Sean? You've been sliding off to do hot yoga. Is it was Blob in there?
I tried to tell you that we did take a future on the stars beginning of the year, right? And
I didn't.
And wow, because it wouldn't be a USFL football season without the stars in the championship.
I'm not
right?
looking to support Philly right now, in any event.
That's just your negative general's attitude, Ryan. And we tried to warn you.
Well, actually, I have.
We tried to warn you about the Panthers coming to town. Generals
round.
-6.5 favorites losing outright.
I have Kobe a new was team.
Oh, really?
Yep. Houston Roughnecks.
Houston Gamblers, you mean?
No, Houston Roughnecks.
Hey, Wade Phillips.
I'm defecting to the XFL.
Well, Gamblers are
superior
interesting.
Football league.
They are 4-3 and in last place in the South, tied for second, depending on how you look at it. Again, these long shots are great prices because even the Maulers at 22-1, they're only a game back from the Panthers, who are 3-4. So they still are a live dog, and we gave out the Showboats as well as a future. So I'm on Showboats and Maulers. Like my chances to sneak into the playoffs, and then you got two, I think 18-1 and 22-1. That's how you play it. You get in on these teams because they adjust the odds too crazy. They make the favorites too big in these spring leagues, and that's one. I mean, again, coming back to our Renegades cash, which was awesome.
Now, I don't think the Showboats it's sustainable still. I know they've had a great four week stretch.
I don't disagree. I don't think any of these teams are sustainable. My theory is there just aren't a lot of great teams or they're all just
Birmingham's
kind of,
actually good.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I know they started out good. They started out good with those first two wins. It was like 24-10 and then 42-2. Other than that, they've been winning, but it's been close.
But like to me, they made adjustments. They had injuries. They made adjustments. They look at their last five games. They figured it out now. It seems like
worst take I've had.
But do you like the Stallions as a huge favorite? I don't.
No, not this week. But I'm saying like
just in general.
I mean, I think they're playing the best ball in the league right now. They're the most complete team. They have the best quarterback, probably.
Yeah, yeah, I guess I don't disagree with that, but I would say
negative.
I think their future price doesn't reflect any value.
Fair,
because I still think once this gets to the playoffs, it's anyone's game. Do you want to take the Breakers at +350? Fuck no. Are you kidding me? They're in third place in their own division. What the hell is going on?
I mean, that Showboats game. They didn't do anything in the second half. But Carnell Lake's defense. It's pretty remarkable because they're playing Kenji Bahar. He was 18 of 39 throwing the ball, 46%. And what the thing that really stood out to me was how many pass breakups. Like they just refused to run the ball. They're just like, we're just going to keep throwing. And how many pass breaks up on the line of scrimmage? I think it was 12. That's unbelievable for one game. 12 bat downs at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I mean, again, and then going back to how is Kyle Laletta a favorite again?
How's he
not to jump ahead, but how do we keep making Kyle Laletta a favorite?
How's he a professional athlete?
He continues to just haunt my life. Maybe the worst take I've had in the history of the sports gambling podcast was that the USFL teams that have that continuity year over year are going to have a massive advantage.
Well, no, Birmingham.
Birmingham, and the Stars right now look like they might meet back up.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's still kind of holding, actually. It's just the Generals. The Generals are fucking you, but the other ones.
No, Birmingham's not that good.
They're still in first place right now.
Listen,
I'm with Colby. They are the most complete team, but I'm not betting them to win it all at +300.
I was going to save this for our USFL offseason hypothetical fantasy draft, but give me the 2021 Birmingham Stallions over there.
Easily, because you realize
2022.
You realize they're all injured. Like this isn't because they left. Bo Scarborough's been injured. Jamar Smith's out for the year. Marlon Williams is out for the year. Scooby Wright's been injured.
This
is the same roster, but a year later, and Skip Holtz is showing that he's, to me, a better coach than a lot of these guys.
He's a quality coach.
Yeah, he's made adjustments to his team. He's fit his personnel. He keeps running that option read with Mago and CJ Marable, and it's been efficient. He simplifies the game, whereas the other coaches, I feel like watching the Pittsburgh Maulers on offense, it's like, what are you trying to do?
It's very but, different. You know,
they did have one of their highest point totals. Now, some of that's their return game.
That's true.
Which has been really good and keeping them in these games.
They probably would have won the game had the returner not fumbled. He had like a 60-yard return and fumbled it, which gave the Stars the ball.
They did only have 202 yards of offense, but managed to put up like 31 points, which was, I'm pretty sure, their season high. All right, let's get to the picks before we do. Shout out to Edge Boost. If you like the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, how do you not like Edge Boost? An opportunity to cash in on the world's first ever bet now, pay later Visa card. Again, it's Visa, so you know it's legit here. Edge, they offer up to $2,500 in betting advances, which can be a great tool. I mean, again, if we're playing these USFL futures markets, imagine instead of putting, let's say you want to put 200 down on the Pittsburgh Maulers back when they were 20-1. Well, Edge Boost, you can just pay 100. They'll match the other 100 and then you pay them back over the next 4 weeks, AKA locking in that great future price at the time you need to get down on it before it goes away. And so it's great for stuff like that. If you want to do something gross and possibly hedge or even middle, you can do that. And they're not some sleazy loan shark, as they charge zero interest, 0.0. Again, this is a great way to access more money for your bankroll without paying any interest. Support SGPN and grow your bankroll by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. Must be 21 years or older to use. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Ah, yes. Double me up on my, do I just continue to double up on the General's future?
I don't think it's a good price.
I don't think
so. What is that?
You know what's interesting though?
DeAndre, the Sharps are buying it. That's why it's only holding at 6-1.
DeAndre Johnson
wait till they lose to the Showboats, right?
DeAndre Johnson got injured. And, you know, they picked up Eric Berriere, who started a game or two with Michigan last year.
Berriere.
And maybe he'll play instead of LaLetta. I don't know.
LaLetta cheese. Come on, Colby. Where's your energy tonight? It's almost like you're tired after talking about college football week 9
and college baseball
for 2 hours.
Oh, and college baseball. We just knocked out four hours of content.
Worth noting, we do actually have someone covering all these silly college baseball games, even the ones where the kids have to stay in college.
Yeah, dorms. That is, we were having a big argument before the show. College kids playing in the College World Series, is it a big deal they have to stay in college dorms? I would say no, not a big deal, because they're probably already living in a college dorm or some piece of shit apartment.
No, that's not how it works. They're living in some sort of probably off campus
NIL era.
NIL era, and these guys are the baseball players are getting huge deals.
No, SEC baseball players will.
Really?
Yeah.
I certainly think these kids are.
Staying in like mansions, so then they have to go slumming in a college.
No. I think it doesn't.
I don't think West Virginia's got guys that are paid. Maybe a few guys that are paid, if I had to guess. But the SEC guys,
you get like a jug of shine.
Dude,
like,
I went to college over 20 years ago, and the athletes were doing pretty okay. Even the athletes
with the chicks or what.
With everything,
but I
have a story or two to tell about Mr. Michael Vick.
It's insane to think that
It shouldn't be different. It shouldn't be different, but it also probably doesn't matter.
But it's not different. That's what my point is.
Oh, I think their normal routine when they travel to play is not to stay in a dorm. So I would say it's different for them.
Let's say you normally take a flight to the game and then you had to take a bus.
I think
you cancel the game?
No. But I you didn't hear what I said. I said it probably doesn't matter, but it also probably shouldn't be this different.
I think the potential for like a fight or something is much higher. Well, much higher in a scenario like this than elsewhere. And
I think you're projecting.
That's why I support it. And
all right, but back to the USFL.
So you're betting a huge amount of money on Lexington. So
what's the betting angle?
Yeah. So are we betting all our money on Kentucky?
Kentucky?
Because
here's the thing:
they're sleeping in regular beds and not dorm beds.
No, I'm taking West Virginia because they're used to. Look, I've been to Morgantown.
Why would you take West Virginia? They have to stay in dorms.
Because they're going to be used to partying everywhere.
Baseball. Why does it matter? You're proving my point.
No, I'm saying if I was the coach, I would be irate. But as a gambler, they picked the perfect team to come in there. Now, if it was Stanford that had to come in, I think it'd be an issue.
Per a very credible source from the chat, aka Easy, $2.1 billion in NIL for baseball. So
100 million.
I'm skeptical.
So you can right now. What I'm seeing is
SEC baseball is legit.
700 billion and $1.3 trillion.
Dude, have you seen their crowds? SEC baseball games.
No emotion behind this statement. I think what we're seeing is some bitterness coming from baseball, Sean. That's what this is.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
he's upset at baseball players.
An SEC baseball game will make the Phillies look like the Phillies home game look like fucking.
Because I'll tell you this. You make Blob and the Philadelphia Stars stay in some fucking dorms. You think he's gonna be okay with that?
Yeah, dude. These spring
league probably are playing.
These
staying in
spring
dorms.
League guys wish they got dorms. They're like, wow, look at how clean those rooms are.
They stay in a hotel.
They got a mini fridge.
We saw it with Pizzagate last year. They were all staying at like a Hilton Garden Inn.
That was last year. That was before the cost cutting came in.
Yeah, I mean they're traveling now.
The USFL is probably like dorms. Wait, I get my own room?
I mean, think about it, right? Having a home team from New Jersey playing in Canton, complex hotel situations. All right, I mean, why not use dorms? I for the record, I'll abstain
they're
from having an opinion.
Students, they're college students.
They're athletes, Sean.
They're not
athletes.
Like if they were the they're basketball team and they couldn't fit into the bed. All right,
that's only going to work for like what another year before they become paid employees.
And remember, most of these kids will be going pro in something other than sports.
Patrick Fisher pointing out in the YouTube chat, LSU played at UCF 2005. No. There were about 500 to 700 LSU fans at that
great,
game.
Great story.
I mean, if we're talking college baseball fans. How about the Arkansas fan last year that picked up a raccoon
and got
a standing ovation? A wild raccoon or a wild was
didn't
it a
get,
ra- was
it
a rat
and had to get
yeah? But first he picks it up. It was either a rat or a raccoon. I don't remember.
Possum.
A possum.
I know.
Gets a standing ovation. Yeah. Chugs his beer. Later that night, checks himself into the hospital with rabies. Fucking fantastic.
I mean, I think if there's one thing a hillbilly understands, it's how to identify and manage rodents.
That was owning the moment, though.
Yeah. Also, you know, we have to look into if it was staged because a real hillbilly would have known not to get bit by a fucking raccoon.
It's true. Like,
come on.
I don't think they've ever staged anything in Arkansas.
Houston,
minus the Clintons.
I was gonna say they've definitely participated in some theater. Houston Gamblers, Pittsburgh Maulers. I think I've settled on this is the ultimate in terms of name battles. Gamblers versus the Maulers. We're in Canton, Ohio, which of course home game for the Maulers. Maulers still lurking out there in the wild. You can get this right now in the wild, 16-1 to win it all. Gamblers down to 650.
Can't take that offense.
-3 for the Gamblers. -155 on the money line. Pittsburgh +135. 43 is the total. I mean, I told you last week that I was adding a team. I'm much like you, Colby. I don't think you were here when I announced this, but I have officially.
You have a window up in like a website in Japan.
Oh no!
Is that you just trying to find the USFL?
And then, it was going to be a new segment. There was no time for it up front, so I had scrapped it. But if you go to USFL.com, it's this like Japanese some U.S. frontline site. And so I translated it to English and I was just going to share some stuff.
Yeah, I was sitting over here like, what do you got? Secrets? Is he got a guy that's USFL sharp over in Tokyo?
Ryan, can you pull up the USFL.com screen? Because there are some great, there's some hilarious photos. Try and pull up guy reading on the bench.
Wait, where is that? All right, I can probably figure this out.
There it is.
Colby and I will talk
while
about
you guys talk about the game.
No, look, I think the play, honestly, this game is the under. Because
Colby's a totals guy. Can't
Well, Pittsburgh
can't get it right on the sides.
Pittsburgh's run defense is really good.
Houston, so smart.
Houston couldn't throw a forward pass. 12 knockdowns a week ago. I think Pittsburgh's going to be able to limit Mark Thompson. We'll see if Kenji Bahar can open up the offense. I will take the Gamblers -3 because okay. I just feel like Pittsburgh's offense is that bad. But I think the under is
weird because Houston probably should have won that game against the Showboats, but their offense has been bad. They were 18-39 for 4.6 yards per attempt. Yeah, like that is really bad passing. But the Maulers are really bad too. I mean, they only had 202 yards of offense. They do have the better special teams. They did get that kickoff return for a touchdown. I don't know why this spread isn't bigger. That's why I'm actually taking the Maulers. I think they're trying to trap you into taking the Gamblers here. I'm going Pittsburgh Maulers. I think this is a decent spot for them. I think to your point, Colby, I think their defense is still pretty good. I still don't know how the Stars put up 37 points. A lot of it was my boy Aguilar. Of course, I called the shot saying he would be the difference in the game.
I mean, he's on an NFL roster. I'm guaranteeing that he is on a preseason NFL team.
Kicker.
Yes.
Yeah. Lock it up. So I'm on Pittsburgh +3 here.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, look, I took Houston. I just trust them a little bit more, but I feel like Pittsburgh strengths.
It does seem like a good bounce back spot for Houston. I could see your case for that, but I think this is actually a bounce back spot for the Maulers defense and the Maulers. This is a must win spot for them if they want to hang around in the playoffs. Again, they are in last place in the North, 2-5, but they're only a game back from the Panthers, who are 3-4 in second place. So they have a chance to get right back in this, especially if the Panthers don't end up beating the Breakers. So I'm on the Pittsburgh Maulers here.
All right. I was able
Kramer has the website up, youtube.com. /
shout out to the USFL. You see there, there's
wait, hold on a second. And let me just show people the top. So it's US Frontline. It's what it unfortunately they have the USFL.com, not USFL.com. And I have translated to English for those who are wondering.
What do we got there? A little traffic accident, yeah, injury.
But it's like a toy set. It's very confusing. But then you come down here and what do we have? Oh my God. AI tools. Creepy. It's everywhere. But like the pictures are like,
wait, click on Tim Burton to click it. On, yeah. Like, right.
Click on a guilty pleasure ride. I want to know what that,
all right, hold on. How do I go back?
US Frontline. California, a little promotion for California. Okay.
There's some ads for Pachanga, all in Japanese.
Yeah, we might need to. How do we go?
Hashtag Dejins only.
Is Pachanga a chain?
No, they're targeting.
Is that the Pachanga that I've done stand up at in Temecula?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
I think this is some sort of site for U.S. people. I don't actually have any.
All right, Kramer.
That's the
Maulers, Gamblers. What are you doing?
I think. Like I said, this is an all-time matchup of teams that have sweet ass names. I think I have to continue. I may have jumped and put my stank on the Gamblers. Failed to cover for us, unfortunately, last week. I think I have to ride with them one more week.
We
have the helmet in the studio. Last I checked, we were a show that rooted for Gamblers. I guess Sean's on the Maulers.
Oh, I root for Gamblers like myself. And those Pittsburgh Maulers, right. And everyone drag, you know, hanging around on my 18-10 ATS USFL.
Stars, Stallions, we're in Birmingham, true home game.
Rematch of the Freedom Cup last year.
Exactly. Yeah. And the location of every game last year, Colby. Stars 5-1 to win it all. Stallions 3-1 by odds. This is the matchup of the weekend. This is noon on Saturday.
Every regular season game, the Freedom Cup was in Canton.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Good call. The Final Four and Freedom Cup were in Canton, right?
Yeah.
Very strange. Canton getting crowbarred in the USFL.
They need to bring back the Canton Bulldogs. I would like to have them as a franchise next year.
I get it. Hall of Fame is very cool. Stallions -6, -215 on the money line. Stars +185. 46 is the total. Blob is back. And Sean was blushing earlier. So we'll let Sean kick it off. Why are you on Philly this week?
That's the blob sound effect. I think again, I expect this game to be close. Why would you not want to take this Stars team, a team that keeps figuring out how to win games? They're winning game. They had back-to-back wins without scoring a touchdown, and you're giving this team 6 points. One, they have an amazing kicking game, which matters in these games because of how bad some of these offenses are at times. And the Stallions, if they win, they don't blow teams out. There was the exception in week 2, but other than that, they've been winning, but it's been close. Kukis looks pretty dialed in. 18-30, 235, 2 touchdowns. Matt Colburn, of course, running back for the Stars, is pretty good.
How are they in first place? Like 3 weeks ago, they were just disgusting.
They were 1-3,
joke.
You know, and then they won disgusting 3 games. Well, now they're 4-3.
And I think you forget that, you know, this isn't Bart Andrews' first rodeo. This guy has been with the Ottawa Gee-Gees. He's been with
he knows minor league football.
And you got to take the 6 points here. You got to take the 6 points just because Case Cookus, this is a rematch from last year.
Revenge game, ultimate revenge game.
Yeah.
And to Colby's point, the Stallions team is probably the most complete team, but I just, if the Stars lose, I don't see them losing 35, by 2 scores.
35-31, something like that.
I think it's going to be like the total's 46. I actually like the under. I think this is going to be a 24-21 game. Aguilar once again ties the field goal record with 8 field goals.
That's what's crazy is he's nailing these things at like 57 yards. Like
I think the entire spring league, both USFL and XFL, is just made up.
Is he the MVP?
It's made up of former Chargers kickers, because I feel like every one of these Chargers kickers they cycle through ends up in the spring league.
I was about to say, though, we haven't seen an MVP since Mark Mosley with the Washington Redskins in what, the 80s, when he was the kicker and the MVP of the league. That will probably never happen again in the NFL. This could be another former pro football where the kicker, he's making a strong case for
MVP. It's going to be like 18-13 Stars get it done. Either way, 6 points is a lot for these offenses and for the Stallions offense. I mean, you look at Birmingham, these past, they put up 24, they put up 27, they put up 20. Like, they're not putting up like 30, 35.
Yeah, well, they have too many injuries, man. That talent is depleted. Up. Yeah, the talent is depleted. But I'll tell you this, man, McGough is a player, man. I think he could possibly make an NFL roster.
That Stars offense is, I think, tough to prepare.
Yeah.
Tough to prepare for. Ryan, could you just take the Stallions and we can move on?
You see, Cook has lost his wedding ring.
It was a rubber wedding ring. I did.
What is that shit? What's going
rubber
on?
Or
why
silicone?
Would he care?
Yeah. Why?
He ordered a new pack off Amazon.
Wow.
What's going on? Is it times that tough?
You see what's happening right now? Just Sean is ice cold. He's just driving over people in the bulldozer.
Put a fucking condom on your hand.
First college kids in dorms. Now a guy,
be soft. You can play college baseball and sleep in a college dorm. I don't think that's crazy to ask.
You think Case Cookus' apartment in Philadelphia? Actually, no, it's not Philadelphia. It's Canton.
It's probably. We've been to Canton a couple.
You don't think he has a roommate? He's probably rooming with a couple guys going to community college. Old man Cookus, keep it down. I'm trying to prepare for my professional football game. Shut the fuck up. Did you chip in for the gas bill? I mean, Case Cookus might be out 2 to 3 weeks.
Did you have it?
He
really
burned his hand on a Foreman grill.
Did you
roommate
ever?
His wife. Out. It's a long distance relationship.
Did you have a very?
She goes to another college. You guys don't know her.
At Chapman University. It seems like Sean had an older roommate in college. You hear that?
Yeah.
He's getting bullied around.
I moved out here to LA. I lived with a random Swedish dude who was like in his like early 50s. Yeah, he's a pretty interesting fella.
Any milk in the plants?
Wow.
That's a deep pull.
Here's the thing. I told you my worst take in the history of the show was that teams were good.
Yeah.
In this league. Give me the points. Philly. Sorry, Sean.
Oh, come on, dude.
There's no good teams. You can't lay 6 points.
Come on.
No good teams.
He's back at both my teams.
No good teams. Go Philly.
Before we get to the second round of games, of course, have you Stanley Cup Final, NBA Finals? Download the SGPN app. We have 2 separate contests going completely free, like everything here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. $100 gift card available for the winners of each contest. So download the SGPN app today. Again, you can get all the free picks, the podcast in one convenient place, App Store, Google Play Store, SGPN app.
Nice job, Sean.
Thanks.
Also, the Stars, fortunate they don't play in Philly, because then the fans of the Philadelphia Eagles could see what a passing quarterback looks like. 10 a.m. on Sunday, the Memphis Showboats taking on the New Jersey Generals.
What a shitty take.
Say something, pitch.
Oh yeah, 15 passing touchdowns. Wait, hold on.
What are you talking about? You
bring up this. Stats.
You looking in the rear view, motherfucker?
Aguilar could be better than what's my guy's name?
Who?
The kicker for the Eagles.
Don't you? Oh, I was gonna say.
Isn't he from Memphis?
David Greenacres.
Jake Elliott. Yeah.
Oh, Jake Elliott. Sorry. Went in a time machine.
They could be a competition there.
Colby, this is a quote from newsday.com covering the Giants air game. Quote, "It's like having a bunch of Ferraris. Mm-hmm. Do you keep them in the garage or you take them out to the track? Which Ferrari are we talking about?"
Is Colby up to speed on Sean's going to have to wear a mustache. During the holiday season.
We got a Darren Waller versus Dallas Goedert.
Fantasy points.
Isaiah Hodgins, look out. 500 horsepower. Darius Slayton, Paris Campbell, Jalen Hylett, Wandale Robinson.
They might be
watching. Sterling Shepard.
They might be watching the Philadelphia Stars with Corey Coleman.
That's six Ferraris.
He was on the Giants for a
That's
bit.
That's what I'm saying. Colby, he might be back.
Colby, who's the Tennessee quarterback this year?
Joe Milton.
You know what he said?
What's that?
There's a new fastest man in the NFL. Mr. Hyatt, baby.
Ooh.
Sorry, Cheetah. That's what he said. On Good Morning Football.
Easy in the
with beautiful people listening. Close proximity.
Easy in the YouTube chat nails it. SGPN putting out more for free than the girls in the college baseball dorm rooms.
He's one of those guys.
Especially in Lexington.
What are you trying to say, that all college baseball players are fugazi? Is that what he's saying right there?
No, not at all. He's saying they're going to be getting laid a bunch.
No. I mean, isn't this?
I think he's saying we're putting out more than them.
Oh,
because the girls aren't putting out because those guys are—they're all putting out together.
That's a good point, huh?
Ashley
Judd.
They bring their balls and their bats back to their dorm room and they play with themselves. Memphis, the Showboats, NJGs of Canton. 6-1.
Here come the Generals.
6-1 for the Generals. Showboats are 9-1. -2. For the Generals in this spot at home, quote unquote, -130 on the money line. Right, Showboats right. +110. 41 is the total. I assume Colby's going to have a totals take.
Yeah, I mean, this game stinks though. What's with this line? I mean, the hottest team in the league is the Showboats.
Can I tell you why?
Sean, I mean, Showboats shouldn't have won that game against the Gamblers. But again, no sport, no football league should consider Kyle Laletta as a favorite as a starting
Eric
quarterback.
Eric Berriere. No. Maybe he gets in
no.
there.
No.
I'm out on the Generals this week.
No, come on, Ryan. You got to take the Generals.
I'm out on
the
Generals.
It's part of the mojo.
I have to imagine the sharps are on the Generals again because the data tells them that.
My model says Generals, but it can't factor in Kyle Laletta. It completely breaks.
If you look at the betting splits and there's anything that looks like egregious, like say 89% of the handle on the Generals. All right, we have a problem.
Kareth White for Memphis is going to put the team on his back. This Generals team just feels broken. Again, I don't understand why they're a favorite. Give me Memphis +2 all day.
That's why, though.
Oh, Courtney Love?
Something doesn't make sense. Give me the Generals.
When it smells, go
something
deeper.
Something don't make sense on this one. The Showboats, hottest team in the league. The Generals have been able to move. Even Laletta Cheese threw for two touchdowns.
Sean, tell them. They're just
a broken team.
This is a how could 89% of the handle be on a team and it's -2 in the USFL? Spring football.
They're 2-5 and they're favored.
When's the last time they won? I think Colby, you hadn't gone to Columbia yet.
That's why I'm back on soil, on U.S. soil. Let's go. Give me the Generals.
Oh my goodness. And by the way, a shout out to the USFL for going back to their "Let's Turn the Lights On" both days on the weekend, not playing the games in the same cities at the same time. You could have like food trucks in between. Like, they don't even try. All right, last game, 1 p.m.
They're not laying off 30 people.
Oh, what's this? Is this a shot at my XFL?
It's a little dig at.
They got to pay the Rock salary.
Didn't that movie bomb, Black Adam or whatever?
What's that?
Isn't that a Rock
I think
movie?
You can just say Adam. 2023.
You don't Colby, why do you hate? Adam. Why do you hate The Rock? This is one of your worst takes.
You do hate The Rock.
What?
Why?
No, he bought a football league. Anyone that's preserving football,
he's saving. Well, he's also yeah. I mean, were any of the 30 people football players? Oh, we're probably good then. Michigan, the Panthers, New Orleans, the Breakers.
Black Adam.
Yeah, it's
well, about. You're calling it Black Adam too. Jesus,
it's the name of the movie.
Yeah. I just usually go with Adam.
What over under how much you think it grossed?
I bet you still killed it, right?
Wide release too. You know they put some money behind it.
I'm saying this is a international release. United States, international, all combined.
I will say 22 million.
65 million. But it's still bombed because
393 million.
God, that's what it made?
Yeah.
How's it a bomb? How did it bomb?
I don't think it did bomb.
Oh.
Everyone was talking about how it bombed.
Maybe it's your circles. Your rock hating circles.
Oh no,
domestic the first weekend it did 67. It did 168 a million domestically, 225 internationally, 393.
This guy's
I didn't see the college baseball dorm curveball that Sean threw out there. I definitely didn't see this knuckleball where he came to the defense of Black Adam.
I figured that it would be a hit when I saw the preview. Yeah.
As a numbers guy. High school graduate, me and The Rock went to the same high school, and you know,
did you take tests to see that? Were you part of that money?
No, I wouldn't see that, but it doesn't mean
why?
The Rock
he's a freedom guy.
Whoa.
Brotherhood,
huh?
Keep it inside the locker room. Okay. But I got issues with Rock. I'm not going to blast him on air.
Yeah, that's now we know why Sean calls him Black Adam. Michigan is catching 3.5 plus 140 on the money line. Breakers, still very offensive. The B words, minus 165. 43 is the total. Again, we're back in Birmingham on Sunday. So we're having Canton and Birmingham, really. How do they lobby this situation to have all this great football?
It is beautiful. Don't play it at Ford Field. Play it at Canton. Canton just pops.
I just imagine Sean, you're hanging out at one of the three bars in Canton, and you're just bumping into USFL guys constantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're probably clearing your plates, and you're like, "Hey, come on,
I will say,
Case Kukas, I'm not done with my bacon there. Come on.
I will say, I was notified.
Sorry, I got to pick up a shift. I heard quarterback could be out for the Panthers. Apparently someone's dad's coming in and he's got to pick him up at the airport.
I will say I was notified that there is a Birmingham Stallions bar here in Los Angeles.
Really?
No,
yes.
Not.
Yes. Right. In the but it's in the Valley.
No, so it's like guys who work there also play for the Birmingham Stallions.
I'm telling you, we're going. Me and Patty C are going to be there.
Patty C was like, there's a bar. All right.
I'm telling you, Stallions.
Panthers are 3-0 on the road. I don't know if that
when you play that filthy dome, the curse of Bobby Lane still exists. So
their quarterback Josh Love has been playing well. 16-29, 264 yards and 3 touchdowns. Breakers, really, it's a tale of two seasons. 4-0, and then they've lost 3 in a row. But you know, like last week, 370 total yards of offense. They're 1-for-4 in the red zones. I think actually the Panthers might be feeling themselves a little bit. I'm kind of leaning Breakers here. A little zag. I'm gonna go New Orleans Breakers. I think they've been playing better than their 3 losses in a row would suggest, and I think this is a good matchup for them.
I got to go Michigan. If Michigan can limit the turnover in the red zone, which they did last week, this team has been able to move the ball. The defense is decent. Joe Walker's balling at wideout. And I think even if New Orleans wins, I like you getting the hook because I feel like it kind of going to be a close game. So give me the Panthers and the points.
Are you going to do your Panther sound effect, Ryan?
I haven't found anything to corroborate the story that there's a USFL bar anywhere in Los Angeles.
Easy saying, is that just a gay bar? A Stallions? I found the Stallions bar. Does that mean it's a gay bar? Or is that actually Birmingham Stallions?
No, guys, they're just doing leather chaps night to support the Stallions. Did you tell Patty C assless chaps? Patty C, you just got to dress up as a cowboy. No shirts underneath. It's a Stallions tradition.
I mean, if there was anyone that worked for us that it would be hilarious to send with nothing but chaps on into an establishment called Stallions, it would be Patty C. I mean, and I have a feeling that we could we could find a number that works for everyone. So maybe that's stay tuned to the YouTube.
A great handicap on your breakers.
Yeah, we'll call it the college experience goes wild. Yeah, no. Sean, who are you on in this game?
Well, I mean, I'm on New Orleans. I'm taking the breakers just because I think talent wins out here. I think the Panthers might be feeling themselves a little bit after that win over the Generals. I think they celebrated a little bit
Gatorade
too much.
Moment. You are good
and
at
they
that.
And they did again. You know, they didn't play well against the Stallions. They didn't play particularly well against the Maulers. They lost 23-7. I think their win over the Generals was more an indictment on how bad this Generals team is than necessarily they were 6.5 point favorite against the Showboats. They lost by 19. I'm taking the breakers here.
Yeah. The B words laying 3.5. It's one of the core staples of our gambling principles. When you see it, you got to jump on it.
Yes.
Pounce.
Lay the 3.5. So now
I don't like the fact that
agreeing with Sean three times,
yeah,
and disagreeing.
You
once.
Might go 2-2. Though.
Let's see if I can go 1-3 again.
Time for a lock and dog presented by Edge Boost, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. Get there, double up with no interest. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge for details. Kramer, lock in your dog. What do you got?
Oh, well, look at this. Sean, what do you notice? There's some dogs on the card. Yet fade the Generals at all costs right now.
Oh,
all
the, no.
Not everyone's good.
No.
Philly +6 for the lock.
Oh,
Memphis money line for the dog.
Colby, will you see what
where
doing?
Are you going now, baby? Playing chess over here. Chess.
This is brutal.
Influenced the outcome of week 8 in the USFL.
Pittsburgh +3, strictly because you guys are on the Gamblers. Oh, lock that up.
You gotta watch that. Let me know. No,
I'm looking for your bar.
And then I'll go. This is interesting because I do like the Showboats, but Kramer's on them. Always a bad sign.
Oh wow, I get some right.
You know what I'll do? I'm gonna actually lock up the breakers at -3.5, and then I will kick over to
Blob.
Blob Maulers. Blob. Maulers win outright against the Gamblers.
Wow. Staying against Kramer's pick. I see what he did there.
Yeah.
You gotta lock up. Let's go Philly +6.
That is a good lock.
Gosh, he's on that though. It just makes me paranoid. And the dog is the Michigan Panthers. They're gonna win that thing.
Wow.
Right, that one was pretty sad. I feel like it's gonna bum people out
because I disagree with that pick.
Correct. Come on, give us a good one.
Wow,
that's like a question.
That's the size of the cat coming to the fight. I do parties. Reach out
to Ryan.
Kramer centric.
Hey, a lot of fun as always talking USFL. We got a Stanley Cup final episode coming up. Stay tuned for that. We also got a NBA Finals Game 2 podcast coming up. I'm sure we'll be squeezing in some best ball. A lot of stuff going on. Make sure you
smash
that subscribe button, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Toss us a nice rating review. Always looking to give away a gift card for a sweet, sweet review over on Apple Podcasts.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
And make sure to check out the College Baseball Experience. In spite of the fact these brutal conditions these kids are suffering through, we are giving out a bunch of picks. Colby, Noah, locking it down for you over there. And even Mac himself, a little college baseball.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Mac didn't strike me as a baseball guy.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean Stegman Money Green, and he is Ryan.
For the record, Sean, I would happily sleep in a dorm.
Kramer, let it ride.